Én koferidem jaz nazaj. Lepa te samo stam, imam tiste dolge hodnike, ne. Tam dol so vrata, pa treba, ne. In jaz prijem tam, pa prema vrata, pa ne vidiš. Pa tam dol zagledam Madonna enožva.
Riz.
Je bil pa lep, mlad in to je siv. Siv, ne ta nemški občaj, črn pa to ne. Prav tista prava volk. Krasen.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa. Na Radiju Študent.
Kolektivno kaznovanje zaradi aktivizma. Natanko dve leti in pol od začetka prodemokratične vstaje v Bahrajnu, ki se je začela 14. februarja leta 2011 in še vedno v valovih traja, se razvija ter konstantno spreminja. Za današnji dan pa so aktivisti že pred mesecem in pol napovedali začetek uporniškega gibanja Tamarot, ki je svoj navdih našlo v istoimenskem egiptovskem gibanju. A v samem gibanju nekoliko kasneje. Dejstvo je in ostaja, da si sprememb želi večina bahrajnskih državljanov, no vsi razen sunitske kraljeve družine Al-Kalifa iz Saudske Arabije, ki se oblasti oklepa že vse od leta 1783 in peščice tistih, ki imajo od prijateljevanja s kraljevo družino korist. Besedo bomo na samem začetku prepustili podpredsedniku Bahrajnskega centra za človekove pravice Saidu Yusifu Al-Muhabdi, ki nam je podal refleksijo dogodkov od 14. februarja leta 2011 do danes. Za nekoliko moten med telefonskim pogovorom z Saidom pa se zahvalite bahrajnski vladi.
The majority of the Bahraini people went out on the street calling for democracy and freedom and human rights and release of the prisoner of conscience in Bahrain, and they want a better Bahrain. They want a job and they are legitimate demand. So all of the people, doctors, lawyers, human rights, women, men, rich, poor, in Bahrain, majority of the Bahraini people went out in the street, and they went to the fair roundabout, to the Lulu Square, like we have in Egypt. There is a Tahrir Square. In Bahrain, there is something called Lulu Square. So all the people went out there. They were peacefully protesting, and after that, 1 month after the protest, Saudi troops, foreign troops came to my country, GCC troops came to my country, and they have attacked the people, and they have killed at least 40 people, and 1,000 were injured, 1,000 were arrested, 1,000 were sacked from their jobs just because they have they took part of the protest by protesting, and even some of people who were fired from their job, their crime is that they press like on a Facebook page of the revolution. So anyone supported the revolution in Bahrain was punished, whether killed, tortured, arrested, fired from his job, or beaten in the checkpoint. And they have announced a martial law from after they came to Bahrain, 3 month martial law. Nobody can go out. People are being killed, and so this is a brief about how the uprising started in my country and how it was attacked, and still till today until now, the moment I'm talking to you, there are thousands are protesting right now in the street and calling for freedom, despite their despite the police present, despite that 100 more than 100 protesters were killed. But I can see thousands are protesting, and they will not stop at all.
Can you explain to us what does it mean to be an activist in Bahrain?
By being a human rights activist in Bahrain, it's not an easy job. It is a risky job, and you will be you can get arrested, you can get tortured, or you can even killed. In Bahrain, I mean, if you are expressing your views, it's very dangerous. We have a writer, his name is Zakaria Al-Ashiri. He wrote an article in the website. A few days later, he was arrested and tortured till death. I mean, so that's why, I mean, even now, most of the human rights defenders are in jail right now, including Nabil Rajab, who is the president of Bahrain Center for Human Rights, which I work for. He is sentenced to 2 years. Other activist, Abdelhadi Khawaja, sentenced to life. He is a Danish citizen, and he was sentenced to life imprisonment. And also, Naji Fatil, he is a human rights defender, recently was arrested and tortured in the CID building, and still now he is not sentenced. Other activist, Zainab Khawaja. So, I mean, the remaining only one or two human rights activists outside, and we are getting a threat on a daily basis that we will get punished and arrested if we continue our work. But we are continuing our work because we are not doing something wrong. We are documenting, and we are not crossing the law, and we are documenting what's happening and giving facts about what's happening in my country.
Now, if we go to current events, for today there was an announcement of Bahrain Rebellion Tamarat Movement to take place in Bahrain to demand the right of self-determination and human rights through peaceful protests. But before we go on, can you explain to us who are so the members of Bahrain Rebellion Tamarat Movement?
You know, Tamarat Movement, on 5th of July, they have called for a protest in Bahrain today, which is 14th of August. And because the government of Bahrain said anyone who...
Saeed? Hello?
Yeah, hi, I can hear you.
Yeah, you know, there is a constant, I don't know, it's cutting you off from the line. If you can, I don't know if you're moving or maybe not talking to the microphone. I would just like
no,
to,
No. What's happening? Yeah, what's happening that now today the government of Bahrain, they are reducing the internet speed, and my internet speed is very slow, and we have problem with the lines. This is caused by the government of my country, Bahrain.
Yeah, I understand it, because this actually happens every time when I try to reach you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, especially today, the not even me, other activists now, they are facing the same, that they have, the internet is very slow, and the line, they have problem with the line. They don't want our people from outside to call us and to tell the world what's happening.
The Da pojasnimo. Bahrajnska vlada, ki je skoraj v isti zasedbi že 42 let preko korporacije Mumtalakat, govorimo pa o največji korporaciji v Bahrajnu, katere 100-odstotna lastnica je bahrajnska vlada oziroma družina Al-Khalifa in je tudi v celoti vodena z njene strani, obvladuje vse vitalne dele države, vključno z bankami, naftno industrijo, ladjedelništvom, prometom in proizvodnjo prehrane ter seveda telekomunikacijskimi sistemi. Ravno zaradi tega je še vedno blokiranih več kot 100 internetnih strani, prav tako pa se jim priročno onemogoča klice iz mobilnih telefonov. Ker je bila zveza z Saidom prekinjena, smo ga poklicali še enkrat in ponovno zastavili vprašanje, za kakšno gibanje gre v primeru Tamarot, s kakšnimi metodami bodo poskušali uresničiti si zadane cilje, se pravi spoštovanje človekovih pravic in demokratizacija družbe.
Yeah, I mean, Tamarot movement, they have announced on 5th of July that there is a call for a peaceful protest on 14th of August, which is today. And so only one guy, his name is Hussein, who is outside Bahrain, he is the spokesman of this movement. But other member of this movement is not, we don't know them because the government of Bahrain, they target anyone who talk part of the protest and the movement. Anyone who will be activist, he will be targeted and arrested. So that's why those people decided to not announce who's the people in behind of that movement. And I mean, now tens of thousands, today thousands of people, they were peacefully protesting from the morning till today. And despite the high security presence, even villages were surrounded by barbed wire in Bahrain and many checkpoints and all over Bahrain there are checkpoints, but still there are thousands who are protesting today from the morning till now. Even the King of Bahrain and the Prime Minister and the Crown Prince, other official in Bahrain, they have officially threatened anyone who will protest in 14th of August, he will be punished. And even they have threatening the people that your nationality will be withdrawn, you will be charged with terrorist law. They have called the people even before. On 1st of August, the government of Bahrain called anyone gonna protest in 14th of August as a terrorist. So even despite the threat, today thousands of people were peacefully protesting, and it shows you that those people are don't give up at all and challenging for democracy and freedom and human rights.
Yeah, and at Bahrain Center for Human Rights, you've also documented an increase of police and security presence at the Salmania Medical Complex.
Yes, exactly. So that's why now most of the protesters who get injury, they cannot go to the Salmania Hospital, and they are afraid to get arrested. So they are treated in houses by volunteer doctors or nurses because they don't want to go to the main hospital. They will get arrested. Many civilian security who are now in Salmania Hospital right now, they are waiting anyone who will come in so they can get his details and arresting him after. Still the protesters, the people who are injured, they cannot get the right of medics in Bahrain, the right of treatment in Bahrain.
No, naj omenimo, da je Salmania edina polno delujoča javna klinika v Bahrajnu. In če nadaljujemo, tako imenovane varnostne enote v Bahrajnu še vedno vodita John Timoney, nekdani načelnik filadelfijske policije, in John Yates, nekdani šef londonske policije. Oba lika pa sta dobro poznana po svoji koruptivnosti in brutalnosti še iz časov, ko sta delovala v bistveno bolj demokratičnih družbah, kot je bahrajnska. Bahrajnska vlada je tudi za danes, tako kot že ničkolikokrat pred tem, najela plačance, tokrat iz Jordanije in Pakistana. Zaradi tega ni presenečen, kako se je odzvala na proteste s temi sezonskimi delavcimi.
You know, today most of the protests were attacked by tear gas and And we have documents so far, 13 protesters were arrested, 3 injuries by tear gas, and also we have documents, many houses were attacked by tear gas. We call that collective punishment. When there is a protest in any village, the police will come and will attack tear gas all over the village, all over the houses, over the cars, just to punish the whole area, the whole village, the whole people, that there are some people from this village called, went out and called for democracy and freedom. So this is what we have. And also most of the roads were blocked by the police, especially that Tamarud movement called the people to go to the to safe area, which is a business area, a financial area. And they have blocked all the roads leads to that area. And also the police, they have put tens of checkpoints all over the country, so they can not allow anyone to go to move from village and from city to another city. They just want to make difficult life for Bahraini people to move from to go to a protest, because they are blocking the roads. So, and also they have, as I said, they have surround the villages with wire, with bare fed wire in Bahrain. So the protester cannot go to the main street, and they just want them to protest inside the village, which nobody will see them, which media will not cover, and nobody will know about them.
About how many number of these villages which are surrounded are we talking about? Just around Manama, the capital city, or it's actually around all the Bahrain?
And now at least we have documented 16 village surrounded. 16 village surrounded. The village who are not surrounded, it's there are checkpoint and heavy security presence. So it's almost all over Bahrain, but all over Bahrain surrounded by police, but some with wire, with perfect wire, and other by checkpoint or heavy security from the entrance and the exit of this village.
We can say, I mean, I'm actually following the Bahrain story for these 2.5 years, and that these are the two and a half years of arrests, deaths, and threats, and even torture. Is because of these reasons, is the activism in Bahrain stronger, or is it weakening?
I mean, at all. I mean, the movement is very strong and will not stop. I mean, if you can imagine that a martial law in my country, and a foreign troops, the Saudi and Emirates troops came to Bahrain, and they have killed more than 100 protesters till today. Right now there are 3,000 behind the bar. We are all of all Bahrain, we are just 500,000. So imagine that 3,000 out in the jail, and 100 were killed, 1,000 were tortured and injured. And you can see thousands of people protesting. You can just understand that those people won't give up at all. Even the martial law did not work with them. The kill, the torture, the threat, and the foreign troops did not stop those people from protesting, and they will not. I mean, I can imagine that if it is happening in other countries, they will stop. But in my country, they are challenging, and they did not give up at all.
Nadaljujemo z našim arhivskim posnetkom nekoč prvega moža Bahrajnske vstaje Nabila Rajaba in tudi prvega opozicijskega voditelja, ki še vedno predseduje Bahrajnskemu centru za človekove pravice. Rajab je bil oster kritik kraljeve dinastije Al-Khalifa in nasilja ter represije, ki ga leta vsakodnevno izvaja nad opozicijskimi aktivisti, in izrazit mednarodni aktivist za človekove pravice. Med drugim je bil tudi član svetovalnega odbora za Bližnji vzhod organizacije Human Rights Watch ter eden najbolj znanih bahrajnskih blogerjev. Trenutno pa prestaja dvoletno zaporno kazen zaradi sodelovanja v nezakonitih demonstracijah, spodbujanja druženja in pozivanja k nepooblaščenim demonstracijam preko družabnih omrežij.
It's a very critical situation. The gap between the ruling family and the people of Bahrain is getting wider and wider as more people are dying in the street. We have in around 1 year time we have More than 80 people were killed in the street or tortured to death or by tear gas. We have thousands of people were arrested, thousands of people were fired from work, and many of the journalists, bloggers, doctors left the country because of the repression. Bahrain government, as you know, have cracked down by inviting the Saudi army against the people of Bahrain who were demanding democracy and human rights, and very violently attacked the people and the protest since last year, March of last year. And since then, we have many people in jail, many people fired from work, and people were targeted in their sectarian bases. Since the majority of the protesters were Shias, Shias were targeted. Their mosques were demolished by the ruling regime, and worshiping places being destroyed, houses being raided and destroyed, and monies were stolen by the security institution. So now it's very critical, but the protests are continuing. No matter Saudi army in Bahrain and the Emirati army in Bahrain helping, but people are in the street protesting on a daily basis. Economy almost collapsed in the country. It's very critical. You have this situation at the time where Western government have ignored the revolution in Bahrain, because Bahrain is a rich country from rich region, producer, exporter of oil, where many Western countries buy oil from Bahrain and Saudi Arabia and others. So that's why most of the Western government, including United States and UK, were silent. There were no reaction. They have two different reactions between Bahrain and Syria. The media also were silent on Bahrain, especially most of the media in our region belong to the ruling families or influenced by the ruling family and the oil money. So at this situation, critical situation, Bahraini people realize themselves alone fighting and struggling for human rights, but they're very much committed, and the struggle is continuing till this moment.
Za konec pa še enkrat prisluhnimo našemu današnjemu sogovorniku Saidu, enemu od redkih aktivistov, ki je še na prostosti, ki ni nič drugega kot krik po svobodi.
You know, I want to add, from every media I talk to them, I just told them that we, the majority of Bahraini people, are calling for freedom and democracy, and we deserve democracy, and the international community, we ask the international community to support the legitimate rights of Bahraini people. We deserve democracy. The many countries, United States and UK, they have supported the people in Tunisia and Egypt, which is very good, and we encourage that. And also we remind them that there is a country called Bahrain. There are majority of people deserve democracy, deserve elected government every 4 years. We have the same government from 42 years. So we want the media to cover what's happening in my country. We want the international community to support democracy and human rights, even in Bahrain.
Yeah, but I believe that the UK and United States, they know about Bahrain, but in terms of geostrategic and economic interest, of course.
Yes, I know. That's why we call that as a human, from human rights term, that we are human and we deserve democracy. We know that there is oil, there is a conflict and interest, but at the end of the day, we are people, we deserve democracy. The people in UK and US enjoying democracy. Also, we are a human. We are people who deserve democracy like them.
Vse gre v kurac. Ob tem naj dodamo, da bahrajnskim državljanom čestitamo ob njihovem prazniku. Praznujejo namreč dan neodvisnosti, neodvisnost od kraljeve družine Al-Khalifa, in z njo povezanim nasiljem pa bo moralo še malo počakati. Duh časa v Bahrajnu je lovil Luka Počivalšek, za brezhibno tehnično izvedbo je poskrbel Jure Bajt, ki bo z vami na valovih radia Študent še naprej. Jaz od vas poslavljam, lepo pozdravljeni.
In ko pridem jaz nazaj, je pa te samo stan, ima tiste dolge hodnike, ne? Tam dol so vrata, pa treba. Ne? In jaz pridem tam, pa premata, pa meniš. Pa tam dol zagledam. Zagledam Madonna enožo.
Res.
Je bil pa lep, mlad in tudi siv. Siv, ne ta nemški občaj, črn pa to ne. Prav tista prava volk. Krasen.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa. Na Radiu Študent.